Isn't he a little young for you? The beat of the club's music throbbed in my ears as I sat at the bar, a safe distance away from Lorenzo Ferrari and that kid. Seriously, that was a kid, chatting at a table at the opposite side of the room. Ferrari, what kind of pretentious name was that? Was he an heir to the family who founded... Wait, was there a Ferrari family? Was that how the cars got their name? Shit. Now I was curious, but I couldn't look it up on my phone because I had to keep watching Mr. Sports Car and his toy boy. I sniffed sharply and swiped at my nose. It was still a little numb. Usually was for a while after I'd done a line, but it was fucking annoying. About as annoying as the noise and being here and watching Ferrari and his boyfriend and the people. Ugh, I glanced toward the men's room. Another line wouldn't calm me down, but it would keep me focused. Because right now I couldn't focus and I needed to. On that guy. On Ferrari. It shouldn't have been that hard. If I ignored the kid sitting next to him and that stupid name, Ferrari was... Hell, he was hot. Kind of rough around the edges, the way gangsters got after a few too many years. Salt and pepper hair, lines, lips that didn't seem like they smiled very often. Not much of a surprise. What did Italian gangsters have to smile about? What did any of us in this seedy underbelly of the world have to smile about? I shook myself and took a drink. I hated the way it felt going down when the back of my throat was still numb, but I'd blend in better if I was drinking instead of just sitting here like an idiot watching that guy with his middle school boyfriend. Okay, the kid wasn't that young. 21, 22, I thought. I was 29, and I could totally get away with dating him, or blowing him, or whatever. Unlike too many miles on the odometer Ferrari over there. Any other night, if I'd gone into a club, I fucking hated clubs unless I was absolutely soaring, and I wasn't that high right now. I'd have tried throwing that kid away. You tell him he could do better unless Ferrari was as loaded as his name suggested, and even if he was, that his bright-eyed sugar baby would have a lot more fun with me. I could see myself sidling up to him in the men's room, charming him into a stall, and showing him a hell of a good time. Maybe even doing a couple of lines with him if he was into that. And my eyes darted toward the men's room again, and I bit back a groan. Ugh, forget the hookup in the stall, I wanted to do another damned line. I sniffed sharply and forced my attention back to Ferrari and company. Weren't clubs and bars usually more fun than this? Oh, right, I wasn't usually going to clubs and bars on surreptitious babysitting detail. Fuck. This wasn't the kind of shit I did, ever. The work I did for the BAFTA usually involved ones and zeros, not... Well, not that kind of zero. The one with the stupid name and the too young boyfriend. My own ex-boyfriend, Yakov, had volunteered me for this stupid detail. Yakov, not Yasha, like everyone else called him, because fuck him. Especially since he kept trying to get everyone who wasn't Russian to call me Nisha. Nikita, you fucker! Not Nisha! But he knew it annoyed me when people who didn't understand Russian diminutives went along with his insistence that Russians called Nikita went by Nisha. Which was bullshit, and... Damn it, why couldn't I focus? Anyway, fuck him. He'd volunteered me for this, sneering as he told the Pacan that I'd be happy to tail this asshole all around town and keep an eye on him. I thought it was weird, but now that I realized exactly where I'd be tailing Ferrari and who he'd be with, there was a low-grade thrum of panic in my chest. Was Yakov trying to out me? Taunting me with how easily he could let it slip that I was queer? Of course, I had enough proof that he was queer, that if he outed me, he'd regret it, but that still meant I'd have a bullet in my head. Ugh, no, hell, I'd considered doing that last part myself, so maybe he'd just get someone in the Bratva to save me the trouble. Come on, focus. I couldn't focus, I was depressed as shit. Was the powder in my pocket even the real thing? It numbed my face all to hell, but it wasn't doing a thing to pull me out of this funk or keep my attention on that guy who was heading for the door. Governor, I muttered, and threw some bills down beside my drink as I got up. I hurried outside into the thin crowd on the sidewalk and looked around, trying to be as subtle as possible. Why did they send me to do this?